My story today is about a moth collector. Now, we usually don't like moths around, and if we find a moth, we'll kill it, as well as a butterfly. But this fellow, he used to collect the moths, and he came to the East Coast one time looking for some special moths that he couldn't find out where he was living. How do you suppose he'd go about trying to catch the moths? Well, it was very simple. Shortly after sunset, he went along these cliffs and places, and he had a pot of syrup and a brush. Wherever he came to a thistle or a bush or a rock that he wanted, he'd paint some of this syrup on there with his brush. Then about midnight, he came back again, and he just went along the path where he'd marked these with his syrup, and he had a lantern, and he would just pick the moths off. They'd light on the syrup, and their feet would get stuck, and they just couldn't get away. He just picked them off and put them in his container, and that's how he collected these moths. Now, wasn't that very simple? He was a smart moth collector. He could catch them some easy, and they didn't even know when they went to light on that tasty syrup that they were going to get stuck and not be able to get away. That's a picture of how Satan often catches a lot of boys and girls. He dabs a little bit of syrup here and there, and he gets you stuck in it. Then once you're stuck, you're a victim, and you have a hard job to get out. You're stuck in there. Don't let some little sin, doesn't matter how small it might look, don't let some little sin get you stuck and let Satan get you stuck. Come and turn to the Lord Jesus and be saved from sin and have your eyes open to sin and Satan and so you won't get caught in his traps like the moths. The Bible says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord, Romans 6, verse 23. If you would turn from your sin and come to the Savior today, then you would be saved from Satan and all of his snares, and you can do that by trusting him as your Savior today. Thanks very much for listening, and so you come and trust the Savior and be saved right now. Thanks for listening, very much for listening. Trust him and be saved. Thanks for calling. And